Well, today representing Pocahontas area is a junior. Dawson Fisher is his name. He's a member of the state qualifying mock trial team from Pocahontas area. Dawson, congrats and good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, let's go back to the recent competition now. How you qualified for state. Tell us a little bit about your competition to get yourselves to Des Moines.
Well, we went down to Waterloo for the regionals, and we had two rounds. The first round, we won pretty well. In the second round, we really won. We won by quite a large margin.
Well, you guys certainly have a rich tradition in mock trial. I know that. So is this something you've been part of all throughout your senior high years?
Well, I started in middle school, actually. This is my fifth year. I started in seventh grade.
Okay, so this year now, what is your part that you're portraying? And tell us a little bit about the trial itself.
Well, on the plaintiff side, I'm an attorney. And on the defense side, I'm a witness. And basically what happened is that this high school student made this app, and this company invested, but the app turned out to be used for cheating. And so the investment company is suing the student for securities fraud.
Now, is this something that maybe really appeals to you, Dawson? I know you're a junior, but, I mean, down the road, being an attorney or anything like that, does that appeal to yourself?
I don't know. I've thought about it, possibly, but not really.
Okay.
I just like the skills for life.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
On your feet.
Who are your advisors that are helping you think on your feet and guiding you throughout this process?
Well, we have Chris Verba. He's from Pocahontas. He used to be in mock trial. He's one of our coaches. Then we have Melanie Nesbitt. She just graduated a couple years ago. She was in mock trial. She's helping us. And then Tony Halligan, he used to be a mock trial coach. He's helping us. And then Ryan and Laura Seelau from Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
They are both actual attorneys, and Laura used to go here, and she was part of the team that won nationals.
That's awesome that they can help you in every step of the way. About how many students are involved roughly here on your mock trial team?
On my mock trial team, there are 10 of us, but throughout all high school mock trial, there's about 30 because there's about three teams.
Okay. Now, the state competition starts, what, Monday the 27th, you were saying, right?
Yep.
So you're going up against the state's best.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about the competition and how things go next week.
Well, on Monday we have our first round that night, and we could either go up against from one of the winners of the other regionals, and they could be really good or they could be really bad. And then we have two more rounds next day, and it's just a bracket. So if you lose, you're out. If you lose, you're out, but you still compete. And if you win all of them, you go to Wednesday, which is the final four mock trial teams, and those are the quarterfinals, and then you move on to the semifinals, and then if you win the semifinals, you're state champion.
Hoisting the big trophy. I hope nothing but the best to you and all of your teammates and all of the teams for Pocahontas area mock trial at the state competition starting next week. Dawson Fisher, a junior, joining us today for the school spotlight. Dawson, great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the spotlight brought to you by Pocahontas Area Community School District. You hear it every other week on Mix 101.7.